Hey y'all, it's been a while, so I thought that I would give some updates. This time of year is busy for me. I have a family, so there's some holiday things going on. I also tested positive for COVID 2 days ago, unfortunately, so you can probably hear my voice. I'm under the weather. All that being said, I'm probably not a whole lot of content's going to be out between now and the new year. However, after the new year, there will be something, a video coming out from Varn Vlog, Varn Vlog, VARNVLOG. So he hosted and I spoke with him. He's a very smart dude. Once he posts his version of video, I'll put that on the YouTube channel as well for everybody to check out. So that will be the first thing coming down the pike. I'm also working on the website. I put that in the community section of the YouTube channel. So that should be out soon. And by soon, I mean maybe 2 weeks or probably far less. And it's a work that's indefinitely going to be in progress. That's kind of what it's meant for. It's kind of a hodgepodge research tool, but there will be a one tab that has all of the video and audio linking to podcasts or to the YouTube channel. There will be a tab for articles. I've used many different platforms for articles in the past. I've lost a lot of content along the way. So I'm just going to host everything here. There's going to be a link library, and this is something that you all could help with. The link library is meant to be for researchers. It's meant to be a jumping off point. I very explicitly state this is not even nor will it ever come close to being comprehensive, but it's a place to start for people who are interested in different topics. What those topics are, I'm kind of open. Right now, I have everything from this morning, I was working on civil rights to disability rights. But, going into YouTube channel personalities, the spectrum of right-wing critique, I suppose, would work for that. So if you have ideas or suggestions, you can let me know on the Twitter account. You can let me know on YouTube in the community section, or you can just email therightpodshow@gmail.com and I'll get it that way. I have a tab for research methods and tools. This links out, it's a little academic, but it links out to free resources that people can have access to if you want to learn how to conduct research from a, structured method. Or if you want to see what good research is supposed to look like and juxtapose that to what you see on, a lot of Twitter, for instance, there's also going to be a section that describes things like media literacy, kind of like what a fallacy is, just very basic things so that you can interpret other people's quote unquote research and have an informed opinion yourself. Tools is the last part. Right now, I only have one thing up there, but I'll find more and I'm open to suggestion. Right now, I have the SMAT tool, which is a tool that you can use to search keywords cross-platform, and the platforms are right-wing centric things such as like 4chan or Gab, for instance. So that's on the site. I have a suggested podcast tab. Now, this one, unlike the link library, I'm taking a different approach. So if I didn't post your favorite podcast, I legitimately do say, I recognize that there are positive attributes about it, but I try to keep it to some, I don't even want to say big ones, but some that are that represent well whatever the topic is that I'm looking at, I guess. There's no good way to word it. But what I did was link a to Twitter because I posted on Twitter, "Hey all, what do you like to listen to for podcasts?" So I didn't want to post everything. Podcasts can take a while to even, or YouTube. Unlike articles that you can kind of skim, I feel like it takes a while to digest them, and I don't want to overwhelm folks that might not have the depth of knowledge that you do. Regarding some of the more, standard podcasts, I Don't Speak German, Behind the Bastards, stuff like that. So if you want to add stuff that from a podcast that's cool, but maybe in a way that's a little bit specific or what have you, check out that Twitter thread and edit there. I have a life tab, and this is interesting. I feel like just in general, sometimes when we talk about solidarity, which was a kind of something that I got into a little bit with on the Varn blog, just a little bit. But there's the idea that I see of, for instance, looking at sociologists slash theorists in academia in the 1980s who attempt to add structure to the concept of populism. Now that, I think that there's utility in investigating that because there's many different reasons why I believe that. But I also think, just from life experience, that there's utility in being able to just talk to people on the that you meet every day who might not be interested in that type of thing and actually help or understand where to get help, So on the life tab, there's everything on there from crisis to basic stuff like how to change a bike tire. It's a little bit here and there, but it's really meant to be a resource for you all, or for you to leverage as a resource for other people. And in that, I do think that there is, some real life solidarity. And then lastly, I have a blog. And yeah, so the blog is a place where I'm going to put up some subjective stories, some subjective opinions. I'm trying to not do that in the videos. I'm not really interested in like developing a parasocial relationship with you all and having you contribute money to me because you're my friends. We're not doing super chats. I'm just not into that. And I'm also not going to pretend to be a journalist or something and set up a Patreon. That's just not, it's not what I'm doing. It's not what I'm interested in. A big part in doing that, whether people are acting in good faith or, just grifting, is developing a character or a public persona. And I'm just not going to do that. It's just not. So long story short, the blog is where you can get some of those subjective life experiences, interesting things. You can laugh at me, whatever, but it's going to be where there's some more interpersonal stuff, which I do try to keep out of everything else. But I also recognize that in doing so, it can make everything else boring. So if you want to hit up the blog and see my weird stories, I already have a few posted, everything about, oh, I don't know. I have stuff on there about riding freight trains and some Food Not Bomb stories. But they all are meant to make some type of point, regardless. It's not just me reminiscing about the old days. There's supposed to be some actionable points involved or some wisdom involved. So head over there. When the site is up, I'll post it on the YouTube channel. I'll send a shout out as well so that audio only listeners will know, and I'll put it up on all the socials. Twitter is completely just a disaster at the moment, so I do have a Mastodon account. I'll hook that up. I haven't done that yet, but I'll hook it up to the YouTube channel just in case something weird happens, like I get banned. That's happening to people. So aside from that, if you celebrate, have a good holiday. If not, have a few good weeks regardless, because you deserve that. And I will be speaking with you all soon.